Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with June Huber, Chief Knowledge Officer of the General Services Administration. And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Steve Sika. Well, June, how will knowledge management affect or have an impact on the impending retirement wave within government and I assume even GSA?
Paul, I'm not the only one who thinks that knowledge management can contribute to helping the federal government deal with that particular issue. One of the first people I heard speak about that was David Walker, our Comptroller General, and I know he's spoken about it a number of times, about how the number of government employees who are currently eligible for retirement and will become eligible for retirement over the next 5 years or so is really a substantial percentage, obviously more in some agencies and more in some occupations than others. But it's important that the government find a way, actually not a way, many ways, of addressing this issue. And I believe, and he has stated as well, that knowledge management is one tool or one technique that can contribute to the transfer of knowledge from experienced employees who will, in fact, someday, sooner or later, be going out the door to less experienced employees who are going to have to take their place. There are several different kinds of techniques that you can use to affect that. One of them is to actually have automated software-supported tools where people can capture information and share them out to a wide variety of people. Other solutions include getting managers and other experienced employees to sit down and do interviews and videotape those interviews or even interview audially like we're doing here in this show so that at a later date that information can be shared and that kind of less structured way of sharing information can almost be more effective because it allows people to tell their story the way they want to tell it. And storytelling is actually another key part of knowledge management, although it's a less structured part of it. Other ways that information can be transferred is, as I said before, you can set up a mentoring program, and it might not even be a one-to-one mentoring program, but it could be a program where seasoned managers sit down with lots of people, maybe over a brown bag lunch, and do a Q&A session and talk about, you know, what experiences have you had in this kind of area, and how did you deal with these sorts of problems? So there's really a variety of different approaches to share knowledge and share experiences and lessons learned from experienced people to less experienced people. But it's kind of critical that we begin doing that because once people retire and leave, they won't be available to share those experiences anymore.
What advice would you give to a young person today who's interested in a career in public service, and what kind of skills do you think they should have?
I think that education certainly is important. We, in this country and in fact in the world, we're becoming more of a knowledge economy, more of a service economy rather than a manufacturing economy. And so having a good education, having a college degree is going to get you farther. And I think in most parts of the federal government, although not all, that is the kind of credentials that we're looking for people who are coming in the front door. In addition, I think that it helps if you have some flexibility about what you're interested in doing. Obviously, there are some career fields where you're going to have a specialty, and that's the career field that you're going to stay in because you've trained for it, and that's your interest area, whether it's health or perhaps in a scientific area, or if you're in accounting and financial management. But on the other hand, there are a lot of career fields in the government that can accept and in fact welcome more of a generalist, such as myself, who brings an analytical mind and brings good communication skills, both oral and written, and brings a sense of initiative and being able to be self-managed. If you bring those skills into a job in the federal government, there's almost nothing you can't achieve, and those skills can be transferable to a whole lot of different locations. So your potential for progressing to a higher level is going to be much greater.
When you look out into the future, say 10 years, how do you think technology will affect the workplace? And in particular, will there even be a workplace?
If I knew the answer to that, I could probably make a great deal of money, because there are a number of futurists that I've listened to not too long ago who are grappling with exactly that question. I believe that there will still be a workplace, because I think that people still need, on occasion, and in some occupations more occasions than others, to meet face to face and to do work together. And in fact, that's part of the philosophy of knowledge management, is that you want to keep people connected through technology when they can't be together. But technology doesn't replace the fact that human beings need to sit down face to face and talk to each other every once in a while to build the trust and build the relationship that allow you to work together productively. Because when you're there in person, you can read body language and see people smiling or frowning. You can interrupt each other's conversations more readily. You can ask questions. You can try to do that electronically, but it doesn't happen very effectively. And even teleconferencing, where you've got video conferencing, they haven't perfected it to the point where you can read a person's expressions and body language the way you can in person.
This focus on knowledge and knowledge sharing, do you see that having an effect on the organization's hierarchy? And maybe put another way, do you think that GSA will become a flatter organization as a result of knowledge management?
Yes, I think that's probably true, although I think GSA has gone quite a bit in the direction of becoming a flatter organization already over the past 5 to 10 years. I don't think knowledge management is going to cause that necessarily. On the other hand, I don't think the flatter organization is going to cause knowledge management to happen automatically either. I think we're going to move in both directions, and they're going to complement each other, but I'm not sure one is going to drive the other. The issue of the flatter organization, as people become more highly educated and as our culture tends to encourage people to take more responsibility and be willing to exert more initiative personally, I think that's more what's driving the flatter organization, because there isn't the need for tight control the way there was at an earlier day.
How do you see knowledge management evolving in general, or specifically at GSA? I mean, what's your vision, and do you think it'll still be something special in 10 years, or will it just be a common business practice?
I would rather that it become a common business practice. In fact, if I really could express a vision for 10 years ago, I would like to suggest that 10 years from now, there will be no need for a chief knowledge officer or no need for a chief knowledge manager staff, because knowledge management has become a common way of doing business in GSA or in other organizations, just as using email and using the telephone and taking training and developmental courses become a common way of people communicating and growing. Once people understand and know how to use knowledge management tools pretty much throughout the organization, we've done our job, and I can go on to something else.
Well, June, I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to be with us.
It's been a pleasure to be here this morning, Paul and Steve. I would be quite happy to do it again on this subject or any any other, and thank you for inviting me.
Wonderful to see you, June. Thanks so much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation on management with June Huber, Chief Knowledge Officer of the General Services Administration. To learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. And at this website, you can also get a transcript of today's interesting conversation. See you next week. This has been the second of a two-part series on knowledge management. If you'd like to hear our first conversation with Morgan Bantley, Knowledge Management Coordinator in the Department of Veterans Affairs, and Miriam Browning, Principal Director for Enterprise Integration in the Office of the Army CIO, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com.